you talk to the group here about pad wrap. Kind of explain, give a thumbnail explanation to our audience what exactly pad wrap is and what you want these folks to know about application of it.
Okay. Yeah, pad wrap is a online disease risk assessment program that was developed initially by Boehringer Ingelheim, dating all the way back to the early 2000s, 2002. And then developed a version that was considered good enough to be distributed to the public in general. And so in 2005, they offered to donate the program to the American Association of Swine Veterinarians. And so then in 2006, the board of directors for ASV voted to accept the program. And so since then, at that time, the program has been owned by ASV and in that same year, they negotiated with Iowa State University to provide the program coordination for pad wrap. And so since 2006, I've been working with that program along with Jamie Melody and others at Iowa State. So.
What does that do for producers? How can they use the pad wrap?
Well, there's a number of ways that veterinarians have used it to help their clients, help producers. And probably the most common is just as a way to facilitate communication and take a systematic approach to trying to identify what they're doing today for biosecurity and where they might try to improve. And so, the process of changing protocols or increasing the level of compliance or the quality of jobs they do in the name of biosecurity, all of those things are sort of addressed in pad wrap. And so the process of going through doing the assessment allows them to bring up those issues, to have the conversation, and then make decisions about what they want to do moving forward to hopefully reduce the risk of outbreaks due to PERS.
Yeah, I guess you can't fix the problem until you're able to identify, where the risks are and what could be the possible causes.
That's exactly right. And a number of these things, veterinarians, have been talking to producers, talking to their clients about for a number of years. But what pad wrap does is give them more of a systematic way to do it. At the end, it gives them some reports. It gives them kind of a score where they are. And so it really just facilitates discussion or that communication that's been going on maybe for a long time. So some of the other things then that pad wrap has been used for I would say the second most common, perhaps maybe the most common today, is when a producer is trying to decide whether or not to move forward with an elimination project. And so, again, we're starting with maybe has a herd that's already positive for PERS or that is positive for PERS, trying to decide whether they want to eliminate the virus, because we have really the capability to do that today. We can get it done fairly inexpensively with a fairly high level of success. But the problem we have is we just can't keep those herds oftentimes negative for a very long period of time. And so, it comes down to a financial issue. The question is, can we keep them negative long enough to recover any costs we had in the elimination process?
Right.
So pad wrap has been used in that way to try to get an initial assessment of where they are today in terms of risk. It looks at location. It looks at how they're handling trucking. It looks at all those things, how they're bringing in gilts and semens. And so then it gives them a score at the end, and they can look at that and then say, well, given where we are, given all these things, it just doesn't make sense to go forward with elimination at this point. Or, on the other hand, maybe they say, yeah, we're ready to go. A third option would be to say, we're not ready yet, but we can change these things that we've identified and then maybe give it a try then.
Yeah, and you kind of use the analogy comparing it to the health risk assessment surveys that humans have and have been tracking for years. Same kind of idea, except we're just applying it to our swine herds.
That's right. The point I made in the presentation was that on the human side, they're really much farther ahead in this sort of epidemiology work that we're doing than we are on the veterinary side. And in many ways, we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just trying to catch up with where they are maybe on the human side. And it'll be many years, I think, before we get to where they are. And that's evidenced by, I think, when you apply for insurance, they have a body of people and a body of data that they use to determine how much your premium is going to be. Likewise, when you visit a doctor, they can, based on your current behavior, whether you eat too much or exercise too little, smoke and so forth, they can make recommendations to you to hopefully increase your likelihood you're not going to have a heart attack or get cancer or any of those other things. And so really have a much deeper body of knowledge on the human side when it comes to identifying those types of risk factors, and that's what we're trying to do here as well.
Great. Dr. Holkamp, anything else that you'd like our audience to understand about, you know, what you talked to this group about and about using PADRAP to help cut down on PERS?
Well, I would just say that if producers are interested in having an assessment done on one of their herds, they can do that by contacting their veterinarian, or if they don't currently have a veterinarian, they can contact the American Association of Swine Veterinarians online at aasv.org. They can also go out and investigate PADRAP a little bit more online, and that's at PADRAP, PADRAP.org. And so there's lots of good information out there about the program, why it might be beneficial to a producer, how they would use it, and so forth. So that would be my suggestion. And then hopefully, you know, if they decide they want to do one, then find a veterinarian, if not their own veterinarian, to do that for them.